Senator Ted Stevens returned home to Alaska last night. Stevens greeted well-wishers at a Penn Air hangar at his namesake airport in Anchorage. It was his first time facing Alaskans since his conviction on ethics charges. Stevens ascended the stage wearing a bright yellow vest that stood out against the navy blue of the Alaska flag backdrop.
I'm here to tell you that I am innocent of the charges that were brought against me, and I will be vindicated. And there's one thing you can really count on. I will never stop fighting for the people of Alaska.
Stevens was accompanied by his wife, Catherine, daughter, Lily, and Senator Lisa Murkowski. Murkowski made it clear she was standing by Stevens.
The love that is in this room for a man who has led his state and who has led this country for decades is bottled right here. And let me tell you, folks, we're going to show them back in Washington, D.C. what we have here in Alaska.
After a brief mention of his trial outcome, Stevens got right down to the business of campaigning.
I am not asking for your vote because of what we've achieved in the past. I'm running for re-election seeking your support because of what we can do in the future. Yeah.
About 300 to 400 Stevens backers showed up to support the 84-year-old senator. Stevens showed no sign of slowing down. He autographed campaign posters for about an hour after he finished his remarks. He faces Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich at the polls next week and in a televised debate later tonight. Begich also held a political rally last night. Campaign spokeswoman Julie Haskett.
And we had about 300 people there from all across the city. It was very exciting. You never know at these rallies who's going to show up and what kind of numbers you're going to get. But we were very excited to see about 300 people come out 6 days out from the election, be very excited about this race and super energized about Tuesday and the results.
Haskett says Begich is appealing to voters across the board.
Well, interestingly, we're seeing support for Mark Begich all across the political spectrum and across the age groups. And we think that's because people have recognized that he is part of this next generation of leadership for Alaska as we sort of have a generational shift going on in our state and across the country.
The Begich and Stevens debate tonight will be on public television and public radio. U.S. House Democratic challenger Ethan Berkowitz and Republican incumbent Don Young will lead off at 8 p.m., followed by Stevens and Begich. The Alaska Public Radio Network will carry the debates live from 8 to 10 p.m.